Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with J&J, 929 FM, ESPN. Welcome. Welcome to your September 25th, Thursday edition of J&J. We're ready to roll. I'm Jason Smith. The man across from me is the talent here. Multimedia talent. His name is John Martin. He started local, now he's national. Next, world dominance. Continue to watch his star rise. Blessed to be joined by my brother and partner here. Across the glass is Brad Carson. He is the executive producer on the ones and twos. He's also the boss around here. Program director number one in the country. Number one in your hearts. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Awesome, man.
Doing great, man.
How can you? Didn't this rain like smooth things out and calmed you down? Can you tell I've got the quiet storm voice going? Mm-hmm.
I like rain.
And I want you guys to feel a peace as we begin today.
I appreciate it, man. Definitely. Yeah, I feel peace. I feel peace. I am blessed by God and the Lord our Savior. And, you know, every day I get to come in here, it's a great day.
That's a beautiful thing that you just said. Is it real?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. It's not for me to decide.
What you said was beautiful.
Well, I appreciate it. If you need another weeping deacon, let me know.
In fact, it was music to my ears.
Yeah.
On this rainy Thursday.
But as I...
That's getting sunnier.
And this is the sort of complicated part of it. As I feel a sense of gratitude and blessedness from the Lord our God, then I get the news of the American Conference basketball schedule being released, and I question everything. I question the divinity. Are you out there?
Hard to remain faithful through those times.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
We all go through those times.
And because I just saw the news from Parth, and I think this is like. This is what it feels like when people talk about, you know, this godforsaken. This is godforsaken. This American Conference Basketball League. Where is he? Mm. You know, that's what we got to find. We got to find the guy.
He's got other matters.
He does.
In North Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. It's out. We'll talk about that today here on the show. We do have a divine college football slate this weekend.
Well done.
It is fantastic. You know, sometimes you have these college football slates and they're like, there's like one game that's interesting and like the rest is like dog crap. Not the case this week. We have lots of interesting games. And so we will break those down today here on the show. We'll do over-under in just a moment. So make sure you keep it locked for that. Bennett Doyle is going to join us at 1:25 in studio.
He's about to get to work, isn't he? Media day coming up.
He's got Monday coming up. And we'll be out there. Gabe Kuhn will be out there doing the show from Grizz Media Day. So he'll have all the latest and greatest for you on Monday. Bennett will be here at 1:25. So... Get into all that. He's a star now. He's become the face of the Memphis football narration on Instagram.
I think it's great.
Yeah,
and he was doing Orion commercials at one point too.
He was doing Orion.
He has tapped in.
He was doing Orion
to a whole nother talent, voiceover king.
I think the multimedia has helped him. There's no doubt about that. I think there's some level of he's sitting there with the barbecue tools, and he's making noise, and he's looking mostly like an idiot. But I think it's really helped him. I think it's really taken him to the next level in terms of, sometimes you got to be willing to look like an idiot to take the next step.
Oh.
And he did that, So it paid off. It's better to look like an idiot and take the next step than to look like an idiot and not take the next. You know what I'm saying?
I need to see it. I got to see
it. Well, he's sitting there with the barbecue tools, and he's going... Like he's doing, it was just, It was just absolutely awful.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I just think it looked silly. I think it looked really silly.
He was a man of Clash,
and I'd be making pig noises in media. Yeah. I just think that's...
That sounds like he was playing a role.
He played a role.
And that he went in 100%.
He went in 150%.
Like DiCaprio or somebody would do.
You could make that case. But I don't think role. I don't
you
think
go you, all in.
I don't think DiCaprio would have taken that role.
I think that's what a lesser actor takes. We don't expand our horizons like that. We're certainly not at that level yet. We just said it. He's tapped into a new talent.
There's no doubt.
So again, multimedia. We're willing to work and go all in. Respect,
multimedia. Yeah.
Burger on a Thursday.
But again, I do. Is it DiCaprio? I don't think it's DiCaprio. I think it's more like a role that would go to like a George Lopez type. Drew Carey type. I mean, I think you're starting way too high. On the acting.
Who's got plays out Davis in that thing? He goes all in.
Christian Bale.
That's what he did. He went all in on being this grill guy that's going nuts, apparently. Yes.
Is that out?
No, I don't think it's out. Okay. But my point is Christian Bale goes all in on the roles. He becomes them even off the screen, I think.
Yeah. No, he's one of those guys. Look, credit to Bennett. We love Bennett.
We're on two different sides.
And we'll look forward to welcoming him in. At 125 here on the show. All right, let's do a little thing that we call over-under.
Number of away games that Bennett Doyle will do the pre-half and post for with the Grizzlies this season, 20. He is the away.
It's fantastic.
He and Roser will split those duties as Gary Darby is now moved on to the play-by-play role for Ole Miss basketball.
So, I'm sorry, what's the question?
Over-under 20 away games that Bennett will be the pre-half and post host for on the Grizzlies radio network.
I assume it's got to be over because
I think they're splitting it. So I'm going to guess over, but I actually don't know the number. But they're splitting those duties.
That's fantastic for Bennett. This is a late addition to over under.
So you could tell John and I weren't ready.
This is great.
Sorry, I did it. I appreciate you doing that.
Well, it constitutes a change.
This is a change.
Yes,
yeah.
Got it.
Programming note. So you will hear Bennett's voice on many Grizzlies games this year.
He is blowing up.
He is.
That's what we've discovered this year.
There's a lot going on for Bennett.
We're celebrating Bennett. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
He is no longer welcome here, given all his new opportunities. How about that? Okay, so he and Roser will split the duties.
Splitting those old Darby duties, and then they're doing the extended post game still when they home games.
Right. Okay, awesome. So 41 home wet road games.
Yep, 41
plus playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be at least 43.
Yep.
I mean, I'd say over.
And I'm assuming he'll do it remote when they go overseas and do those two Orlando games.
Right. Those count as road games or home games?
That's a good question. I think probably one and one.
One and one would make sense.
The Grizzlies getting Orlando over London.
Yeah. And who is it in Germany?
Yeah, was it Berlin? Yeah.
Is it the Magic in Germany?
Both are Magic.
Both will be Magic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess... This also goes with the announcement that we are once again the flagship home for the Grizzlies.
Hey,
excited about that.
We have so much to say. We have so many announcements to make.
I'm working in on you guys, so I appreciate letting me do that.
I like it. If it's different, I mean, we should announce that. You know, it's a shift in how we're going to do things around here. We look forward to having more announcements for you in the coming weeks with the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Jason will be on the bench this year. He will be one of Thomas Isolo's assistants.
Yes.
So everybody except me has two things going on. It's unbelievable.
You've got a lot of jobs.
Dude, you add a job every week.
I need to drop some jobs. I just want to have one job. That's what I want to get to.
You write for the Daily Memphian. You also host on 790 The Bet and the Bet MGM Network.
Right.
You do this show every week.
That's right.
You also do several endorsements and live gigs with Vegas connections.
That's exactly right.
Field of 79.
Field of 68, 72.
That's coming up soon.
68
yeah.
right
coming
now.
Up soon.
So you've got five that I just listed.
No, it's true.
You wash cars.
I do. I will. I'll detail whatever I got to do to provide for my family.
Yeah.
You know?
So
I'm not saying it's going
to
be a good.
So you're kind of going the other way as opposed to, you know, down to one.
No, yeah, exactly. I'm expanding.
Multimedia talent.
Mm. It needs to contract eventually, but for now, I'm 34. I can still grind a little bit. I don't want to be your age and have 18 jobs, bro.
Yeah, that gets tough.
I mean, I'm going to be tired by then. I'm tired now.
Yep.
You know? So anyway, yes, congrats to Bennett adding to his Rolodex.
There you go.
Adding professionally, which is an awesome thing to see.
Ben will be on at 125. Now, the other job, John's going to be working for Amazon tonight on Thursday Night Football, and he'll be calling the Seattle-Arizona game. Seattle, -1.5.
I played Seattle. I played Seattle money line. I didn't play -1.5. I played money line at our friends at Kalshi, which was on South Park last night. I don't know if you guys watched South Park, but it was a prediction market episode.
That's still on.
Still on.
Really?
I was never a South Park person, but that's what it was.
They brought up your gambling site, Kalshi, on the show?
And Poly Market, which is also coming to America. So, yeah, like it's this. Anyway.
Okay.
You hear me now, believe me later. It will be ingrained in you guys. You'll actually have to take a chip in your wrist and predict something daily. Which, again, Jason, you'll be able to do through your bloodstream here soon. With the COVID vaccine, it'll be sort of one and the same. But no, I played Seattle, yes. I mean, I just think this Arizona team is kind of fugazi. You know, I know they're at home. I know they're getting points here. But I think Mike McDonald does a really good job with his defense. Arizona's banged up on parts of the ball defensively.
Connor.
Yeah, Jalardi lost James Connor. Now, I think Trey Benson's capable, right?
Many do, apparently.
But I kind of trust Seattle here a little more with Darnold and that defense. So I'm going to say Seattle, yes.
I'm with you. I will say it's hard to feel really strongly about either one of these. They both got losses to the Niners.
Right.
And they haven't beaten anybody.
Right.
I mean, both of them. Arizona's the Saints and the Panthers, and Seattle's two wins have come against the Steelers and the Saints. That said, where I come down is where you did. Seattle's defense is better, markedly better. Also, you're talking about, I know James, you know, who is it, Benson, the kid that's behind Connor that's coming up? You've got him.
Yeah, Trey Benson.
Benson. Is this running back that everybody feels good about, but still losing a guy like James Conner, the veteran he was, it's a blow to an offense as experienced as he is. And so Seattle with a defense that's already, I don't know about legit. It's not, we're not talking top 10, but it's certainly better than Arizona. So I'll go over here, but I don't do it with a lot of confidence. I'm talking about in terms of Seattle covering here, the 1.5. I don't do it with a whole lot of confidence because, let's be real, they haven't really proven anything in terms of the teams that they played. And their win.
Right. No, that's true. I just like it's a high leverage game for Kyler Murray, who when I think about Kyler Murray, like I don't think of him as winning these kinds of games.
Well, and I know this because I've watched it. Darnold and Jaxon Smith-Njigba have a nice little chemistry already. Yeah. It feels like he's getting 8 to 12 targets a game. He's become his one, and that's been key because remember, you're talking about a new quarterback. DK's out of there. Jackson's on this rise, and what's it going to look like with this new quarterback and Darnold? Well, they're already on the same page. He's been off to a phenomenal start. And so I trust that and Seattle's defense more over on the Seattle 1.5.
Like the pick. Let's go to Garrett Nussmeier coming to Oxford to take on the backup quarterback, now starter Trinidad Chambliss. The line, Ole Miss, -1.5.
You said it, John. This is a fun college football weekend.
Yeah, great college football weekend, and this is one of the reasons. Hard to fade Lane, would say, off top.
Anything on the documentary? You watch it at all or anything? Just a minute, real quick, on him. There's a documentary.
No, I saw that pop up. I want to see it. I didn't watch it, but I saw it pop up.
I'm hearing it ain't that great.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
we
just got done, let's be real, waxing on him yesterday, we both enjoy.
Yep.
And it really part of it is about, and I think the documentary, he's changed his image.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you talking about Nepo.
Yes.
We did it all day with the pearls, yes. You know, this week and everything else, got to Samson and everything else. He started as that, and that's how we looked at him. We said he's wasting opportunities that's been given to him because of who his father is and everything else. But has he not turned that image around? And I think that's part of why you and I are now fans of him. I'm Brad's not.
Definitely
I'm assuming
a fan. No.
He is as
and
well.
I'm not an Ole Miss
Even
guy, but I'm
a
fan of his.
State guy,
heck yeah.
How can you not be? But it's
of course.
It's part of his changing of the image.
Absolutely.
That I'm going to go in and put in the work. Remember, was it the analyst job that he had when he took the step? Was it at Alabama or whatever else? That sort of that recalibration of everything else, but being willing to take that step back, work back up. Where was he at?
FAU.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude, and so the willingness to do that, you didn't quit and just rest on the money that you'd made and be fine with being a failed son and everybody saying you were a Nepo guy.
Yeah.
That's part of it for me. It doesn't go with the game necessarily, but
yeah.
That's part of why I buy into Lane now. It's not just the alley-oops to his players on the sideline, although we love that too.
Well, look, he got the head job with the Raiders for a reason, right? Like, he was obviously identified – as at a very young age, as being a great coach, you know, and having that ability. So, I know he had his dad, Monty.
And that's, I think, a lot of it, right?
Yeah. But I do think he's, you come up under Monty,
you know, you're going to have that
I mean,
brain.
There are quote-unquote NEPO hires, and we've discussed the sort of ones that we think are, you know, shouldn't happen or this is.
Right.
But there are ones that work out all the time. What do we, I mean, looking at there are father-son NBA combos.
Yes.
What would you say about the Bickerstaffs? You know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, and JB's a good coach, and he's earned it.
Yeah.
Now, has he ever been given a full deck or whatever else? Not. And what did he do with Cleveland? Didn't do enough. But my point is, he's shown that he's a quality coach in this league, and it's not just because of who he's dead. So that's the other part of this conversation we don't typically talk about. A lot of dudes. I mean, again,
Kevin Kruger, you know, Shane Beamer,
you know, and it's a different level of success. And but I mentioned it early on the show when I mean early this week when I came back. Throw me in here, you know. You know, my dad being a media guy here in Memphis, sure, it helped me in interviews. Now, oh yeah, I know your dad and everything else. But then you got to go work. And, you know, whether it's doing preps for 7 years, whatever else, I ain't pat myself on the back here, but I'd like to consider myself somebody who said, you know, I ain't just going to do this and not try to improve, not try to be good at my craft just because I'm here. My dad got me here, and y'all deal with that. You know, I'm gonna try to prove it. And I think that's how most sons or daughters in this position feel, is that they're going to come out from under that shadow, even if the opportunity was presented to them, you know, in some way. Because of where they came from,
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, no, I agreed. I think there is a
Kiffin's one of those.
Yeah,
for me.
They're, you're exactly right. Like, there's a difference between being, I think, a legacy, right, and being a Nepo 100%,
right.
Just handed to you, and you know that's how you get and stay. Because you do have to eventually earn it. I mean, you might get
most,
the job, but you have to earn your stay.
In most places,
yeah,
in most places.
So I think, you know, there's most a reason why JB continues to get jobs. It's not because. I mean, maybe the first one that helps that, you know, your dad is who your dad is, but okay, how about the next one and the one after that? And how do you, you know, in terms of staying,
I mean,
in terms of, you know, all those things.
The Malones. I mean, there's so many father, son. It's not just NBA. It's all through the sports world, through the business world. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Now, in terms of the game itself, I mean, I think LSU's definitely live as a short underdog here. I do like the over, not just because Lane told me to take it. I just think when you play Ole Miss, There's just going to be points. I mean, even against Kentucky when they went to Lexington and Kentucky had one of the worst offenses in the country, and then they still put up 53 points between them. And now you're going on, you know, Saturday night in Oxford. I just think points get scored in this one. But I would probably lean LSU because they have their starting quarterback and Ole Miss doesn't. I mean, Ole Miss needed a fumble against Arkansas to win that game. You know, we know how bad the Arkansas defense is. Yeah, they beat up on Tulane. I'm not sure what that says, but this is the best defense they'll have seen. And I think LSU with their starting quarterback is probably enough to get it done.
I mean, LSU has a national championship caliber defense. And at some point, Nuss is going to get going. I mean, we came into the season saying, you know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Had him high. You know, this is one of the guys you have to watch out for in the draft. It's going to come together eventually offensively for LSU. And Brian Kelly's under an intense amount of pressure to get it done this year. Again, previous two coaches won national championships. Look at what happened to Notre Dame after you. It's time. It was fourth season at LSU. So I just think, particularly defensively, with what you said, with what Ole Miss is going to face, they're going to throw a bunch at Shambliss. And it's going to be different.
Right.
It's going to be much different. So give me LSU here. If that's going under here because Ole Miss is favored. Last I checked, is Ole Miss 1.5?
Yeah, Ole Miss 1.5.
I'm going under here. Give me some points with LSU and that defense.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Starkville, where the number 15 Tennessee Volunteers at 3-1 take on the undefeated Mississippi State Bulldogs. This game, pregame, is at 12:30 on 92.9. We'll have the kickoff at 3:15. We're going to have the whole thing here on 92.9, so do tune in for that. We got a number on this one. It seems to be moving. John, you can help me on this. Tennessee -8.5 over-under.
Yeah, I mean, money's just pouring in on Tennessee here. It was 7 as of 2 or 3 days ago, and now it's all the way out to 8, 8.5. You know, look, Tennessee is 15th at Massey. We know what that offense is capable of. They should have beaten Georgia. I mean, they should have beaten Georgia.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that. So Mississippi State, while improved, you know, it's a big ask to me to ask them to come into this game, even if it's at home, and to win it outright. Can they stay within the number? You know, I think probably not. I think Tennessee's high-octane offense and the relentless nature of it, I think, you know, you're talking about a team that put up what? What they put up on Georgia? What was that final? It was like 30-something, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure won the game.
Yeah, it was 41. They put up 41. That was overtime, but, I mean, it's 38 at the end of regulation. I just think it's too much. Too much, too strong, too fast. I think Tennessee probably covers the number here.
I like Tennessee. I mean, they should be undefeated. And I think we've said the whole time that they're one of the, to me, Aguilar and what he's done after the offseason, how national story Nico leaving was, and Tennessee saying we're not going to do it, and essentially taking what you thought was going to be a step back. And the guy has been two steps forward is what he's been. He's been better than Nico. So I think that continues this week. Would it be a second field storming this year? You got a
State stormed the field without a doubt.
They stormed the field against Arizona State, right?
They sure did.
Yeah, and so it would be that if for Mississippi State they pulled it off. What an atmosphere this will be! Just because you're 4-0 right now,
yeah.
I mean, just that day in Starkville will be unbelievable to have Tennessee rolling in there.
Yeah.
And then I think it's not going to be fun because Aguilar is going to be going deep on you. They are potent.
Agree.
Offensively, they got a good defense. So give me Tennessee.
I think they're going to get killed on their home field, unfortunately. And I don't think they've seen a defense like this. They struggled to move the ball last week in the first half against Northern Illinois. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling if you can't run the ball at all, I'm with y'all.
Yeah. SEC time.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee going to get that done. Alabama at Georgia. Here's the number on this one right now. Currently, Georgia -3.5.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know why I would be taking Alabama here.
We talked this one through.
Yeah, I mean, Alabama hasn't done anything that would really make you think differently of them. They beat up on a bad Wisconsin team. They beat up on Louisiana Monroe. Who cares? I mean, Georgia has been a machine in these spots. They're at home. It's going to be rocking. I mean, I don't know logically why I would be taking Alabama here. Like, I don't know what the argument would be.
Again, DeBoer is not going to remain undefeated against Georgia. This is going to end. Kirby Smart's got him circled.
It's like narratively, it's like easy for
100%.
Georgia.
Now, I know a lot of times when it looks that simple, it goes the other way. But
I mean, having to lay 3.5 is the equalizer here, right?
And the other part about it was, we say Tennessee should have won. Georgia found a way. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do under Kirby Smart. It doesn't feel maybe as potent as it has in years past. We've talked about it, especially, you know, the NFL caliber guys just blowing folks off the ball. But I do think that this is a deal where, no, there's no way you're letting DeBoer and this Alabama team that got basically punked against Florida State come into Georgia and win here. I think Georgia rolls and sets Alabama back.
Yeah, I mean, I think
give me the over.
Yeah, we're
both over. Yeah, and covering the number -3.5 there.
Yes. That's right.
Okay, let's go to the Big Ten. Some wild matchups you have. I was listening this morning. USC is at Illinois, which is a bizarre matchup for us Big Ten historic fans. And this other marquee matchup here is Oregon at Penn State in Happy Valley. The number for the Ducks at Penn State -3.5.
Is this the game of the weekend for you, college football, or is it one of these SEC matchups?
No,
for me?
I'm more excited. I'm always more excited about SEC than Big Ten. Big Ten just doesn't really get me going. I don't know why it is. I don't know. You know, I think the brand of football is a little different. You know, like
I'm with you. I would ask it from the perspective of, do we think both of these teams are national title contenders, or the one that comes out of it is that's it? I mean, you're talking about number 6 versus number 3.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't do Big Ten football.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, many have thought.
I mean, that would be
is for Penn State.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably fair to say.
So
both of these teams could win.
Just
you know?
From that standpoint, it's 3 versus 6.
No,
that
for sure.
Said, I'm with you. I don't get up for Big Ten football. I'm going to be looking to see. Okay, James Franklin, you're supposed to win this game.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so it's intriguing in that way. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just because we're not in that region. We're not really connected to Big Ten football. That it's just not
well, and Oregon and the Big Ten don't even feel right.
Well, I'm sure
that's part of it.
The radio stations in Madison, Wisconsin, probably feel the same way about the SEC, right? Like they're not sitting here saying, "Oh man, SEC! I can't wait for this SEC." We don't ever focus on the Big Ten, you know. Yeah. We're in the heart of SEC country, so it's just all we hear about and all we know. So that, and also, I mean, for the majority of the 2000s, that's where the national champ has come from, mm-hmm. right? At least 2010. So, but no, I think this is finally going to be one where James Franklin wins.
Yeah, and I don't like the cross country trips.
That's exactly right.
No, it's weird.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it puts those, you know, it's them, and then USC has to go to Illinois.
Saw Boise kind of did it, and what went up in South Florida early.
Yeah,
saw their performance. you know, with that humidity and heat over there.
Yeah.
So anytime you got to travel like that.
I'm not really sure Oregon's quarterback hasn't really been tested at all. I mean, you know, I'm assuming he's good enough because he's at Oregon, but, I mean, they've played Montana State, Oklahoma State, Northwestern, and Oregon State. I mean, that, you know, they were always going to be 4-0 in those games. And so this is, you know, usually when you see these steps up, it usually just is not as smooth. And I think, you know, again, the Penn State, it's the same thing. Penn State hadn't played anybody either, but they're at home at the very least. And
right. They
have a returning quarterback, you know, from a team that feels like they maybe should have been in the college football championship last year. So I will say James Franklin gets it done, covers the number, sure. I mean, we could pick it, say, oh, he's only going to win by three, but I do think Penn State wins this game. I think they have to win this game in Happy Valley, and I think they do.
I do, and I think, you know, there's a lot of equity to be gained for James Franklin. Now, obviously, it's not going to be the big one that everybody says he's got to win. You got to win the Big Ten at some point, but winning a game like this could go a long way in quieting some people for the time being. I know he's had this one circled for a while. With Oregon coming in, so I said it. I don't like Oregon having to travel across country.
Yep.
For all those reasons, and we'll see. I still have my doubts, but Penn State's got a heck of a roster. I think Penn State here, give me the over. They cover.
It's a great college football weekend, man. It really is.
Yeah.
It is all day long.
I mean, I don't know if it gets any better than this.
Well,
but yeah.
don't leave off the big one at 6.
We're
on ESPN2.
We're in agreement. I feel like on.
I was about to say it feels
every
icky,
game
it feels icky because that doesn't usually happen, and maybe it'll end here.
Maybe it will end here.
We have one more very important game on ESPN2 at 6.
Yes, we have the letdown special for Memphis at FAU.
You hear this guy? Letdown special.
Memphis trying to cover 13.5 points as we pad it as they take on a piss poor FAU team, minus 13.5 in the quasi air raid offense of the Owls and Caden Veldkamp.
Who?
Veldkamp. Their junior quarterback.
Yeah, well,
they've got this gizmo kind of quasi air raid offense that they're running. It's been very unsuccessful. Memphis at FAU minus 13.5 over under, gentlemen.
Jason, they said you sound like an owl.
Who said Ooh. That? Hey, somebody just hearing my voice?
No, they said you sound like an owl.
Who?
There you go. Yeah. You get it, man? Who? Mm-hmm.
You can tell that was a dad. That was a good dad joke.
Hoo.
Yeah, it really was.
Hoo.
Dad joke special.
Surprised me with that one.
Letdown special. I'll buy it. Yeah, Memphis ain't covering 13.5. I mean, this is on the road. This is a team that's had 2 weeks to prepare. Memphis is. I mean, they are drunk, bro. Let's be honest. They've been celebrating for 2 weeks, and I know it's only been 1 week, but they've been doing 2 weeks worth of celebration after beating Arkansas. And isn't this exactly where they got last time?
It feels like it.
On the road, big favorite against Navy.
Was it?
I believe that was.
Were they 4-0 or were they 3-0? I think
you're
right.
It was 3-0. Whatever, you know, the big win, right? Florida State, Arkansas, 13.5, Florida Atlantic, and this quarterback whose name we can't pronounce.
Veldkamp.
Is going to cover this number. They're not going to win, but it's going to stay within 2 touchdowns.
I thought you were going to. You said the quarterback's name, Kitley, is the
coach.
Now he's the young coach.
Yeah.
He's 34 years old, one of the youngest coaches in the country, came from Texas Tech.
34. How do you lay Memphis here? How do you do that? I mean, they ain't like that, are they?
I think they are like that on the ground. I really do. I keep going back to what they, you know, were able to roll up against an SEC defense. Not a good one, but I don't care. Those are SEC athletes. Their ability to run the ball. Remember, we said this is what it had to be coming into the season. The run game had to be dynamic.
Run.
With the three-headed monster, you had the tools. What we didn't know was that you could do it and be dominant, guys. They were dominant. Well over 200 rushing yards against an SEC team. And so that's what I think, again, when you take that into American conference play, what are we talking about here? It should be dominant. We think DeWosier is relatively healthy coming out of the Arkansas game. We talked to Frank Bonner about it earlier this week. Sutton Smith has been an absolute stud. He has looked like an NFL running back, and you have to give a lot of the credit to the Memphis offensive line that is giving him lanes that are helping him go 5, 6, 7 yards untouched, sometimes more. It's been an explosive offense just with the run game. And we said that's how they were going to have to do it. I think they used that to roll here.
Mm-hmm.
I think they used that to cover here. Sure, you look at FAU and you say, well, maybe he's a young Ben Johnson, right, on the college level. That's what he's been sort of characterized as, his offensive genius coming from Texas Tech. But don't we feel good about this Memphis defensive improvement too?
Yes.
Up into the 50s at SP Plus, which is as good a spot as they've been in, frankly, for the last few years, having been in the hundreds 2 years ago, 80 last year. So I think it's real, and I think knowing John, to your point, I'm gonna go back to what you touched on, I think it's important, let down after last season's win. Right. After Florida State, everybody flying. We're saying some of the same similar things we're saying right now about path being clear. Oh, boy, this team's really got a chance to go. You don't let that happen twice.
Yep.
You don't lose that twice. You know, so give me Tigers to cover. And frankly, we need to be on the opposite sides.
We have to do one of these. We have to do one for sure.
Tigers going to cover.
I like being on the Tigers side this week.
Yep. I'm with the riding with the Tigers and the cover,
stay
too.
Stay healthy. Just stay healthy.
Don't forget that, you know, before this season, Silverfield was against the spread, not very good in these spots.
Yeah.
But they are 4-0 against the spread this year. So maybe it's a new leaf. Maybe the run game helped.
They don't need to throw the ball much, if at all. I mean, you really don't against this level of opponent.
They've shown that they won't.
No. You don't know. Throw the ball.
Yeah.
Don't act like wasn't it Cortez into that first half that caught that touchdown that was ended up being big against Arkansas? Like he is the one dude in that receiving room who has a chemistry with Brendan Lewis because of their time in Nevada. That when you do need a play and you are going to at some point, even against some of these crap AAC teams, I can you trust it 100%? No, but at least those two have a familiarity. I think, man, again, it goes back to not necessarily, okay, well, this is what Cramsey's got for you to run, but in at times, those two can go to things that they know, be on the same page in a way that he can't be with his other receivers. So at least you've got that. It's not like you don't have anything to fight with. That Cortez Braham addition was big right before the season.
Absolutely. So anyway, yeah, it should be a fun game. Should be a great weekend of college football, no doubt about that. Capped off by Memphis FAU, the Super Bowl.
It is. That's the biggest one of the weekend.
The granddaddy of them all.
I tried to say it was Oregon, Penn State.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Really not. It's Memphis. It's 5-0.
I get it. You're trying to, be as objective as you can, but I think we have to acknowledge the significance of the game.
So one of us is leaving the ranks of the unbeaten this week between us Tigers and them Bulldogs over there on the other side of the
That is right.
Somebody's going to come in here Monday.
They both could. And have an end. Technically, but.
No. Yeah. Not both. Yeah. Impossible.
Yeah.
We're talking about whether Memphis covers. We ain't talking about whether Memphis is covering an upset loss here.
Right? I mean, for sure.
I don't believe FAU is capable.
I don't think so.
I do think the game down in Starkville, though, is going to be weird. If they're going to win it, they're going to have some weird, onside kick
turnover
type stuff, turnovers, bouncing balls, missed field goals. Like, you're going to need all that bag if something crazy is going to happen.
Man, Tennessee should be undefeated, maybe top 10 at this point, with a win over Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Field goal miss, man. That was brutal.
Yep.
They knew it too.
Immediately.
They're good, man.
They're good. Yeah, they're right there.
Right there, man.
I mean, that's what Memphis is too. It's like you can't lose these pissant games, you know?
No, I agree. Memphis, Georgia, right there, man.
Yeah.
They're like the same team. I mean, what's the difference? Both undefeated.
Don't lose.
Both obviously, proud programs.
Well,
proud,
I mean,
proud
one
coaches.
One coach has his under control and the other one doesn't. Let the one tell it.
Well,
it started with the party bus.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. The American Conference schedule for basketball has been released. We'll lament that when we come back. Jason and John.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
FM, ESPN. All right, we're back. Couple of college basketball stories that we should touch on. This is kind of a crazy one. Rod Barnes, Cal State Bakersfield head coach, who used to be at Ole Miss. He was at Ole Miss for a long, long time. We've talked about him before in the context of being, like, you know, before Chris Beard showed up, the best coach Ole Miss ever had, which was true until Chris Beard showed up. But he has been, for the last several years, since 2011, actually, he has been out at Cal State Bakersfield, believe it or not. And he's only 59. I thought he would be much older, but he's only 59. But he has been out there for
14 years,
and he won the WAC regular season in 2017. He won the WAC tournament in 2016. So he did, I want to say, go to an NCAA tournament in 2015-16 out there, which is tough to do. Anyway, long story short, he stepped down yesterday, and it wasn't because of any health reasons. It wasn't because you know, he's just retiring or anything like that. His assistant, a couple of weeks ago, was charged with 11 counts of different crimes, but one of which was pimping.
Mm.
Pimping! Now, I didn't know pimping was a charge. I thought that was just something we said that you did. You know, it was I thought the more, like, you know,
that's illegal.
Just like prostitution would be a charge?
Yeah, like human trafficking, you know? So I don't... Is
you got to move across state lines to be trafficking? I'm not sure of all the details.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is,
yeah. Pimping is just doing it from the other side, man.
Yeah.
There's prostitution and there's pimping.
There's prostitution and there's pimping.
Two of the oldest, you know, professions in history.
Yes. It is, and now, Rod Barnes wasn't pimping.
That's very key here,
but Pippen,
it's your guy.
But pimping got him. This is what they say, you know. You don't want to have pimping going on in your program, you know.
Yeah, he's also has a child pornography charge as well. So
Kevin,
you know,
Mays is the coach's name.
We're not just talking about, you know, pimping women here.
Right.
It's all disgusting.
Yeah.
He is being accused after being accused apparently
of human trafficking. Human trafficking, but also pimping and pandering, weapons violations, drug offense. So I don't.
This dude's a bad dude. Clearly, yeah, in terms of the charges, at least.
And he was in your program, and so, you know, you got to go. All right, Pip. We can't just be glorifying Pippin out here.
You know what they say: good pimping, good recruiter.
Well, at Bakersfield, probably not. You know, I think what they say at Bakersfield is good pimping, jail,
dust bowl out there.
You're going to jail. You're going to prison, and the coach is going to have to step down now.
Yeah, and they haven't been good in a while. It looks like last 4 years have been tough.
Now here's the test, Brad.
So
you've lived in Memphis how long?
20 plus years, 21, 22 years.
22 years. Yeah. What does M-E-M-P-H-I-S mean?
Memphis?
Yeah. What's the acronym for M-E-M-P-H-I-S? Now, this is very important into your
I should know this.
Indoctrination as a Memphian.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm trying to stay pure.
Give yourself an X.
I got an X. Yeah, I don't know.
Give yourself an X.
What is it?
Making easy money, pimping, blank, is serious. Now, some people will have different variations of that, Jason.
Yeah, in style.
In style is one of them.
Yeah.
But... It is serious, is also accepted. Do I have that? Is that fair to say?
As always, in style for me, but I'm going to accept
acceptable.
That today
like
in 25.
It.
Yeah.
Since we're bringing it back, apparently. Mm.
Right. Well, we've
for Rod and his people.
Should Brad have known that?
I had heard that before. I just didn't remember it.
Too much pressure on you.
No. But I do remember somebody giving me a little bit of that.
Now, what you should know by now is what part of town is Watkins and Brown in, that intersection?
You know that one?
I don't.
It's North Memphis.
That's the North, Brad. We need to know
sorry.
Where. Yeah. Okay.
All right. You know where Skybox is?
I do.
You know where that at?
I do. I do.
Know where they do the Germantown horse show?
Yes.
That's all right. That's all right. Brad's a transplant.
I'm not going to lie, though. I ain't capping.
Brad's a transplant.
That's what we love about you.
It'd be different. If Brad was a lifelong Memphian, it'd be different.
I've been to Lamar.
Jeff ain't never heard that either. Calkins.
He never heard of what?
And he's been here, what,
Walkins
longer?
And Brown?
Probably, no, M-E-M-B. He would know what M-E-M-B-H-I-S
No chance. No chance. No, I mean, no, but I hold him to a higher standard.
Well,
he's a little younger than
you know. The Parkway is about
like
the extent of my knowledge reach. Parkway, you know, I you
one
know
one of the Parkways.
Yeah,
yeah.
North Parkway.
Yeah, Yeah, that's fair.
Been down Lamar several times, you know, hung down on 6th Street. I've been shopping on 6th Street when they used to have the fake purses down there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I was there when they used to bootleg purses. So I've been in some of these streets, just not north.
Yeah, when you would show up with some Bobos on, they said you got them things from 3rd Street, bro.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which I definitely got some things from 3rd Street on the internet.
My Christmas budget got all jacked up when they destroyed 3rd Street. Remember, you used to go over there, you get all your free knockoff stuff you want.
Haven't been. Is it not operating anymore?
It's gone. Channel 5 did an investigation on it.
My God. It's nothing sacred anymore in this world.
Can't even get a good pair of knockoff Jordies over there.
I mean, it's just like, you know, every time there's a little bit of entrepreneurship, a little bit of innovation, Jason. They just want to shut it down. Mm-hmm. The man just wants. You know, when it at White Station, it was the guy that was showing up with the big duffel bag of hot chips and Capri Sun, and you know they couldn't wait to shut him down. And I would say, for what? Free market, bitch. I mean, what are you protecting at White Station High School? The Fruitopia machine. You know, so what? Here comes this guy. He's cutting into your Fruitopia machine profits a little bit. They didn't want him to be successful. They were hating on a player. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe they kept doing that to my guy. But I do think, generally speaking, he persevered. He found some ways to sell. He would sell the hot Cheeto bags, be a dollar. Capri Suns would be a dollar. At that time, it felt like we were stealing. I mean, because you couldn't get it, man. It was like smuggling contraband into prison. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't get the hot chips. So we were willing to pay whatever. At that time. Remember the Big Texas Honey Buns? He would have those.
Mm-hmm.
Big Texas Honey Buns. Now, we didn't have a way to heat them up. A lot of people wanted to heat them up.
Right.
But you can't heat them up.
They're not the same without the micro.
And I think, like, that's probably fair. But, again, you're in prison. You don't really have a choice. You know, you don't get coffee. You get keefy. You get keefy. And you like it. Rod Barnes is out.
Crazy store.
At Cal State Bakersfield. The only reason I bring that up is because, you know, they Memphis and Rod Barnes probably play quite a bit, I would guess. You know, back in the day.
Yeah, and he was there as an assistant a long time before he was, I think, 5 years before he was head coach.
Yeah.
And that was 98 to 06.
So, yeah.
You know, Rod Barnes was a part of many a Memphis Ole Miss game, I imagine.
Yeah,
both as head coach and assistant.
You know, it's very important. And again, this is Cal State Bakersfield. I don't know.
He had my man, Dude Collum, out there for a minute.
He did.
Still doing some Memphis-type connections.
I think he has a Memphis guy out there on that roster now, or he did last year. Yeah. I don't remember.
Seemed to keep one there for a little bit.
Right.
But like I said, I'm looking at his last 4 years. It's really been a fall off.
Yes.
This was probably a deal where, you know, Cal State Bakersfield's like, okay, we got an opportunity here.
Yes.
But obviously, you know, even when you've hired someone that's got these kinds of charges, that goes back to you. And so, yeah, exactly. whether Cal State was ready to or not because of the record last few years, you have to make this move.
Yeah, you don't really have a choice.
And it's hard to feel sorry for Rod Barnes because you got another quality of man and mm-hmm. quality of person that you have in that role. It
yep.
can't just be about the job he's doing. You know, bro, you got a dude out there that's got a child pornography charge.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about here?
Again, I don't know, like, would if I'm just throwing a name out there. If Pat Kelsey had an assistant that had this, would Pat Kelsey get let go by Louisville? You know, I don't know.
No, that's a good question.
But
I mean, what you know, and I can't remember all the things he was charged with. But how about with the Urban Meyer situation?
Right, right. That was
and he was not.
I can't remember the guy's name.
He was not forced out because of it, right? Was it Smith?
Zach Smith.
Smith is in my memory on that assistant coach, but I
Zach Smith is his name. Good call.
And what were his charges? His wife, right? His domestic violence?
It wasn't
the same in terms of charges, but you had something with your assistant.
Yeah, yeah. Ohio, the way it worked was an Ohio judge issued a protection order against him. He didn't get convicted or anything, but Ohio State did not fire him off the rip. Urban had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was a very tough call. Made in the best interest of the team. He was charged with criminal trespassing after a dispute with his ex-wife.
Well, those charges don't meet what these are.
Right.
That said,
right.
You still have a head coach who's hired a, you know, so somewhat similar.
Yes.
And certainly no one ever was talking about Urban Meyer losing his job.
No doubt.
That said, that's a different set of charges than what we have. We got child pornography in this set.
Yeah, yeah.
Along with pimping and pandering and trafficking.
Well, one thing you don't do, you don't pimp and pander. You can only do one or the other.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'll pander, I'm not going to pimp. I'll pimp, but I'm not going to pander.
Pick one.
I mean, you can't be doing both out here, bro.
You ain't going to do either one.
The answer to your question
is,
though,
back in the day, I was definitely pimping.
If the Louisville coach got this, there's no way they're firing the head coach, too. That's just the reality. They overlooked this stuff. They didn't want to fire our homeboy of Texas. You know, they're still sad about it. Now Ole Miss reaps the benefits of it.
And he choked out his wife. Now, I think they said that might have been a bedroom thing.
Did Patino not have to eventually answer for his assistant coach? In terms of losing his gig?
He stayed, didn't he?
Well, didn't Rick Pitino have the whole...
How did his end at Louisville go? Did he not have
question.
To... Because I remember they, you know, wasn't it the banner and everything or the something was written and...
Yeah, he was fired with cause.
That's what I thought. Okay.
But he was implicated in a federal investigation.
And so
he
the
was
charge
implicated.
Was different, right?
He was implicated. It wasn't just his assistant.
Right.
Remember, the assistant was doing stripper poles, taking the recruits to strip joints and everything else. But that's a case where at least some of it... And you're saying there's a different set of charges there that included him.
Well, there was the federal investigation. He was not directly accused of wrongdoing, according to the AI overview, but he was dismissed for his leadership failures related to the scandal. So I guess it is the same thing.
Yes, it is.
But was he named in something?
I think, isn't that where we started saying you have to, or it's one of the points, and we doubled down on it, that you have to...
Right.
You know, you be in control of your program, and that if it's on your watch, it's your responsibility. Whatever that phrase is, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yes,
but he is responsible.
Failure to maintain control.
Maintain control of the program.
Yeah. He was actually exonerated by the IARP in 2022.
And then part of how he got back. It just helps.
Yeah.
Grease the wheel.
That's how he got to St. John's from Iona, right?
Didn't he go overseas for a minute? It was like the man.
He went to overseas, and then he went to Iona, which was like a nothing school.
Build back up,
you know. And then
that's who would take him at the time.
You know, he had a guy named Walter Clayton Jr.
Yeah, I remember him
at Iona.
Yeah, dude's a stud. Former football player. Heard about him,
and now is a member of the Utah Jazz.
National champion.
That's exactly right. You got to do.
But he knows a case of this.
Yes, he was a champ. But his stuff was so, they might as well have been pimping and pandering.
Well, they were out of control. This was out of control.
Yeah, exactly. And so it matters who you bring in is the point. It's not just going to fall on them. It will eventually, if it's bad enough, it will reach you.
Sometimes whether you're a good coach or national championship winner.
That's right. I mean, if Louisville will fire Rick Pitino, anybody can get got.
Anybody can get got. I'm still with you, though, on there are some guys probably that you're going to try to find a way around
it. Like Bill Self. You know, like Bill Self.
100%. Nothing ever falls back
Krzyzewski.
On
him.
Well, he's gone.
Would have been. Yeah.
Would have been in his time.
When he was here.
You know, I think even Todd Golden in Florida, I mean, they didn't fire him after he had all that stuff going on.
Ever charged?
I don't know if he was charged. I don't know if he was charged.
No, key in these things.
But he was definitely investigated.
Yeah, I remember.
But I guess there is a difference between investigation and charges. Anyway, man, Rick Barnes' career's done. And, he'll just have to...
Rod Barnes, excuse me.
Who did I say? Rick Barnes?
Yeah, Rick's still
damn.
Going.
How can we
can't
get Rick Barnes
to retire Rick for a while now? Y'all said he was done last year. He came back.
Well,
can you imagine him out here pimping?
Y'all said he was thinking about it.
That'd be a tough putt.
Stop putting him down, dude.
I, look, I'm not trying to start nothing, but I am about to drop an anonymous tip to Cash Patel that Rick Barnes is pimping and pandering.
Dude, Penny said turn the page, John.
No. That he can turn the page. I'm calling in a tip that Rick Barnes is pimping. In Knoxville. They got all kinds of bad stuff.
They have a Memphian on that staff. We will not do anything. Morrow Morgan is a proud
man.
Member.
Morrow Morgan ain't never done a damn Cordova thing for me. I don't care where he's from. He ain't never done a damn thing for me.
Don't incriminate any staff that he's on.
No,
we got people up there.
I'm just saying they need to stop the pipping and the pandering up there. You know, everybody knows it's happening.
You should not put that in the same sentence. That is unfair to them today.
I'm calling.
Please don't.
I'm tweeting Cash from a burner. All right. There's no doubt about it. Anyway,
the truth is, we'd love to have our program on the level that Rick Barnes has his.
Wow,
that's
now you're pandering. You're pandering
that's
right now. You're pandering.
That is the
fans
absolute
right
truth.
Well, yeah, it's true, but you don't have to say it.
Everybody said this guy wasn't gonna, do anything. Certainly wasn't gonna be better than Pearl there, coming off the long run at Texas. He ain't got nothing left in the tank. That was the storyline. It was the narrative.
Yeah, I just wish you wouldn't say it out loud. I wish we could just.
Well, I keep it truthful around here. I don't know about you.
I will definitely hide it if it's inconvenient.
Well, we know.
I mean, I don't want to talk about that. You know, what a great job Rick Barnes is doing up there, despite all the doubts. It's true.
Well, you're just lying to the people if you're saying anything different.
I don't want to talk. I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to ignore it. And then again, call that anonymous tip line in.
Understood.
But Rod Barnes out.
Sad day.
I'm working on Rick.
Maybe he can get back in with Iona in a few years.
I don't think so, man. I think this is it for old Ron.
Oh, you said he's still young. 59.
He's like 59. I mean, that's very young. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Chris Beard could find a spot for him on staff, right?
You're going to have to separate yourself and show us this new staff, and we're going to need background checks when we interview you for Iona.
I mean, hey, you know, Penny likes to keep, you know, a former head coach on staff, you know?
I don't know if we can do it this soon.
Too soon?
Too soon.
All right, after this season. If and when Mike Davis.
He would be a Mike Davis replacement.
Yeah.
As opposed to having, you know, yeah. both of them.
For sure. And it fits like all the criteria, you know. Former African-American head coach, just perfect. You know, boom.
He had a former white one in Rick Stansbury.
And Larry Brown. You're right.
Come on, bro.
Maybe
it
that.
Ain't all black over there.
You're right. Maybe that was unfair of me to say.
You remember Mike. The rest of them.
I remember more than Mike.
You remember Mike and the rep toppered all of them. Whitewashed from memory.
I just gave you Larry.
You remember the one white assistant. I know that's what I said.
I did forget Rick. About him.
A former head coach.
But that, you know, that ended so badly.
But again, that is the position.
It ended very nasty.
White or black, he's had that former head coach on the
staff. Yeah, no, it's true. And I don't know why Mike Davis wouldn't stay. Like, where would he go?
I think that he looks comfortable to me. You know. And
I kind of like him.
If he's at a point now where, you know what, I don't need to be the head guy at some, you know, some smaller school where it's tough for, let's be real. I mean, where is it? At Detroit? I mean, where it's tough for me to, you know, put together a team, everything else with the way college athletics are now. You know, he's got a nice spot over there at Memphis, and you can pour in a penny.
Yes. No, it's true. I mean, I think it's good for him. I think it's good for everybody. I think it's good for Mike that he's involved in basketball. And I think it's great for Penny to have that mind, you know? I really do. And, again, you always get people to have, you know, they have their opinions. They weigh in, like, what they think of a guy. But
guy that's been to a Final Four, you know, having him whispering in Penny's ear, having seen as much as he's seen, always a good thing. We've said that about Larry Brown. We've said about all those kinds of coaches that he's had. I think it's a benefit,
yes.
You know, having a Mike Davis there.
Absolutely right.
Constantly whispering in your ear, when I did this, when we were in the Final Four, all that
exactly.
stuff.
While we're on the subject of Memphis basketball, the AAC schedule has been – released. It kicks off, I mean, 0-100 real quick. North Texas here, New Year's Eve. Then you go to Rice at FAU, Temple home, UTSA home, at Tulsa, at Wichita, FAU home, Tulane home, at UAB, Charlotte home, at North Texas, at South Florida, UAB here, Wichita here, at East Carolina, South Florida here. And then you finish your season at Tulane. So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.